do most of the Americans appreciate foreign cultures?
They're very, I don't want to use the word ignorant, ignorant in its real sense. They're very ignorant of foreign cultures. Ignorant meaning unaware. They're just unaware. Most of our American kids are from local Alabama. You can grow up in Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi or anywhere. Basically, you can grow up anywhere in America, unless it's New York City or Washington, D.C. or Miami. You'd be very unexposed to other cultures. We Americans are very isolated, very insulated. And that's the name of the game. We're trying to introduce these students, these future graduates of ours, to these other cultures. They are very unaware of, and they get their eyes open here. They just say, you know, some of the stupid questions that come out are amazing. Like, they'll ask the Austrian girl if she has a kangaroo for a pet. You know, I don't know if it's just they got Austria mixed up with Australia, if they really thought Australia was in. I had a young lady from Sweden. But ethnically, she was Thai. Mom and Dad had adopted her at birth from Thailand. So the girl was Oriental racially. But she's Swedish, culturally. She grew up in Sweden, like a Swede. She just looked like a Thai. And I said, this is Maria from Sweden. Guy calls me and says, hey, is Sweden in the Orient? You get some of these amazing questions.
Because of the race?
Yeah. I mean, the girl was obviously Oriental, and they Sweden. Why? Sweden? Sweden's in the Orient? No. Yeah, I mean, Sweden can't be much further from the Orient. You get some amazing questions.
which country, which citizens do you have most? From which country?
Europe. It's just the way, if you ask me, where do I get most of my applications from? It's from China. Because we're only going to take one Chinese. And it's quite frankly, it's difficult to get Chinese out. But China's got 1.2 billion people, right? I get a lot of applications from China because they're worn out of there. And it's difficult to get out. And I get a lot of applications from India and Pakistan. I would figure, because there's about 900 million Indians. You take India and China, and you got half the world right there.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, there they are. I don't get many applications from, I don't get too many from Africa. I'm not sure why. I think one reason why is this is sort of a middle class program. It isn't meant to be that way. It's that way because the student must provide his own transportation, must have a couple of $1,000 spending money to buy his books and pizza and laundry and all that good stuff. And again, I don't want to stereotype any area, but having lived in Zaire for 2 years, you had the guys that were really rich. They drove Mercedes 600s. And where did those children go? They went to Belgium, they went to France. And then you had the poor other guy who hardly had enough money for shoes. It wasn't a middle class. The middle class, at least, and I'm talking Zaire, the middle class was a lot of Indians, a lot of Chinese merchants, some Zaireans, some Belgians that had stayed there since independence. But the Zairean middle class, you probably could, and the country was 25 million, I bet you, I don't know, wild ass guess, one more than a half million now. I mean, they're either filthy rich or dirt poor. Maybe that's the way it is in Gambia, I don't know. But so, I don't get too many from, and I don't get many from England, I don't get many from Italy. I suspect it might be a function of their education system where it is detrimental for those kids to take a year out or 2 years out to come, to put aside their own university studies to come to America. And I'd like to get England because that's, you know, it's so, America has a big interest in England, and I'd like to get Italy, but that's a different country. I just won't get any from them.
That's not like Americans don't have more difference from British.
We have more difference than you think, really. Yeah. Well, the English are interesting people, so that's one reason. There they are. They're different. Even though we speak the same language, and you're probably more familiar with the English from the Gambia than we are, but Canadians are not like us. You can irritate a Canadian real quick by telling him, oh, you guys are just like Americans. They'll tell you in a flash they aren't. They're different. There's some other country. I don't think I've ever had an Argentina here. I don't know what it is about Argentina. I never had one. I thought you would like to have one. Just look on my map over
there.
Do
you have to, like, pick one thing?
Well, I could pick two, but we try to keep only one student from one country, which causes sometimes a problem. Like the Soviet Union, one day became 16 countries. So I could take 16, but we're really looking for culture. And so a guy from Russia or from Ukraine is probably culturally pretty similar, so we probably only take one of those. A guy from China, from Formosa, a Malaysian Chinese, they might be a little different. But we'd only ideally want one. In going to your area, we'd like maybe somebody from West Africa, somebody from East Africa like Kenya, somebody from the southern part like Zambia, Zimbabwe or somewhere like that. That would be a nice mix to get that different aspect from the continent. Well, you're probably very similar to a Senegalese, although Senegalese probably speak French, wouldn't he? but culturally, the background, historical, be very similar, I think. Except for your language. And I suppose he probably was his second language is probably French. Yeah.
So most people who come here, do they appreciate the American culture?
I think they do. Yeah, of course, they. I know that most international students are kind of, well, most of the world is kind of curious about America. They have preconceived ideas, and so we try to give them a dose of what just real life America. You know, the streets aren't paved with gold. We've got our problems. We've got poverty. We've got homeless folks. We've got hungry folks. We've got rich folks, poor folks. It's like everybody else.
So most of them really appreciate.
I think they do. I really think they do.
So does the contact, the intercultural contact, do any good for any of the constituent cultures?
Yeah, I think it does. I'm always pleased to hear there's a lot of mini reunions going on. And you hear about these kids in South America that all get together and they'll come back for a year and they'll meet in Ecuador. Europe's good at that. The Austrian, the Italian, the Spaniard, the Swede, they'll all get together in Germany or something and reminisce. And I think that's very healthy. The foreign students seem to maintain the friendships closer than the Americans. I wish it weren't that way, but to be truthful, it is. The internationals, you know, they come here, they're totally lost. Just like you when you got here. You're looking for friends to make. Well, the Americans come with a couple of high school friends down the street. They know each other. But the foreign kids are looking to make friendships, and so are the other foreign kids. So they make tighter friendships, unfortunately. And I wish I could do something about that. Because it's not supposed to be that way. But I see my internationals getting closer. And they make lifelong friendships. They really do.
You'll figure out a way to solve that one day.
Yeah. Pick Americans who don't come from local is one way. We try to get Americans who are not really from this area.
But do you get like a lot of applications from Americans from other places?
Not really, because look at JSU student body. Most of them either from about a 50-mile radius. A lot of Georgians, but that's because we're so close. But most of JSU students do come from about a 50-mile radius, because that's the nature of a regional university. You won't find a lot of kids want to go to Auburn, Alabama, but then the ones who can't afford that or don't want to will go here. But you're not going to find many kids in Louisiana want to come to JSU that haven't heard of it, because they have their own versions of JSU.
Now putting students from different countries, are you putting different cultures together? Okay, now the outcome of that. You know, does it like give a different outcome because they are facing like two different cultures? You know,
that's hard to measure, and the only thing is very subjective, as you realize. Overall, it's very positive, but what I really can't measure is what new stuff is put in the head of each one of those two roommates. But long term, you know, talking to students who return, it does work. And they they really learn a lot that they never knew they really learned, and may pop out of their head 10 years from now. Guys, somebody starts talking about Sweden. This guy knows everything about Sweden. Well, why? Because his roommate was Swedish 10 years ago. Or somebody says the Gambia. I bet you gave an American a map, and 99,000 out of 100,000 couldn't point it out, except for maybe somebody who lived in Leopold or you. And they can tell you all about it. And say, well, there it is, and look there. That's an interesting country, the way you're surrounded. I mean, you got, it looks like somebody went in there, took 20 miles east out of the river, said, this is mine. And carved it right out of the middle of the synagogue. I guess they did. I guess it was the British that drove into French territory and took that chunk of territory.
When I came here newly, I was heard by many Americans who asked me if they were still in the bush in Africa.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a really stupid question.
Is that still happening in the house there?
Not so much the student. Fortunately,
they commit to themselves, or they still have
the guy that wants to be in the international house is usually a little bit more intelligent than that. To be truthful, you know who asked the stupidest questions? The older folks out in the community. They're the ones that would be more apt to ask a question like, "Well, you're from Africa. Do you live in a hut?" And
well, is that real? Do they really think it goes like that, though?
This sounds rather snobbish, but only the really the poorly educated would think that. The older ones, you've seen the Tarzan movie?
Mm-hmm.
They got the what I call that Tarzan mentality. They think that all of Africa is like Tarzan saw. You know, Tarzan wasn't even realistic. Old Tarzan had elephants and lions and tigers running through the jungle. I mean, they're over there in Serengeti. They don't have an elephant in the middle of the jungle, but old Tarzan did. Hollywood, early Hollywood, gave a very false impression of many areas, Africa being one of them in particular. We get a stupid question like that, yeah. Somebody asked a person from Finland if they had telephones there. A stupid question. And, you know, and fortunately the kids learned to they learned to roll that punch, but there's that mentality out there.
And I think it's sometimes nice to explain to them. I face a lot of people who tell me that kind of thing, but then I try to explain to them because I think they don't know it.
Well, if they ask you that, of course they're probably very surprised to see a picture of downtown Banjul. See, it's a modern city, you know. We do have take up all your tape here, but we have each international student during the year will present a seminar. And I highly encourage, show pictures, you know, in your particular case, show us pictures of the city, show us pictures of the countryside, and let them sort it out, you know, and then our students learn about your home country from seeing, you know, say a picture's worth 1,000 words, and that's good, and it's very educational just to see pictures of the other guy's home. I know Zaire had some very deep jungle. And what the Americans think of the typical African was basically the pygmies. The pygmies did live in the jungle, and they're in a very primitive setting. But Kinshasa was a modern city, and they'll always ask you questions like, "Well, do you have McDonald's there?" Well, that's a factor whether McDonald's has got a franchise in your home country. I think McDonald's is everywhere. Do you have McDonald's, Banjo? Yeah, Coca-Cola, of course.
Yeah.
No McDonald's yet. Well, maybe you can open a franchise.
That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah. And of course, it's also a cultural factor. Think about it. Would you have a McDonald's in India? Probably not, because they don't eat beef.
Okay.
But maybe you could serve chicken burgers. You know, you modify it a little bit. I don't know if you have McDonald's in India or not. That'd be an interesting question. It depends on the local diet. Or would the typical Gambian like a hamburger? Maybe you don't like them.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. They like it.
They're not going to sell.
And many people also say that many cultures are susceptible to American culture. It can destroy some other cultures. I'll say, it can change other cultures. When people get in contact with Americans a lot,
okay,
they tend to copy the Americans.
Yeah, but maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I make it real clear to these Americans here. I say, now listen, you can get a roommate from another culture. He is not coming here to become an American. You are not here to change this guy. Whatever he does is his way, and that's the way he's going to stay. So, and we just observe and, you know, discuss it. But we're not trying to make Americans out of these students, for sure. Do they pick up a lot of American habits? Sure. Just like if we go to, if we went to your place, we'd probably pick up a lot. You kind of have to. You got to live within the culture you're at. But I'm sure the typical foreign student picks and chooses. Whatever he likes about America, he takes and he keeps that part. And whatever he doesn't like, he throws away. And when he goes home, he'll forget it forever.
What do you think lasts more of the...
I think you'd have to say that the international got to learn more because you're in our territory. Now, if we could go to your country and live there for a year, of course we'd learn more. But the international has got to learn more, just because he's here.